Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Your Thanksgiving Double Shot Weekend brought to you by Spring Hill Suites, Butler Center City, All Suites Hotel, located in downtown Butler. Bennett and Associates Wealth Management, Leskowski Plumbing, call the plumbing specialist 24-7, and the Hotel Beacon, Beacon Road, Renfrew. Spend your holidays at the Beacon. Go to thebeacon.com. And Butler County Symphony, the house tour, tickets on sale now.
For once, you've decided to get a jump on Christmas and start shopping early. Robert Stevens Jewelers is the perfect place to begin. At Robert Stevens, you'll find gifts your loved ones will cherish for a lifetime. Rings, watches, pendants, necklaces, and bracelets. Or tell owner and goldsmith Steve Goslaw to make something so spectacular, so special, that no other jeweler would even attempt to produce. Robert Stevens, for gifts you can't wait to give. Making beautiful Christmas memories on Main is Robert Stevens Jewelers.
Well, we welcome everybody to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cupp, Utah Burgess with you here tonight, live in studio. Welcome to our annual Thanksgiving celebration get-together of local music and usual debacle on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's always a dance here, Bob. It's always a dance, but things are flowing pretty good tonight. So, You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, we open up the phone lines for everybody tonight, and as we get through the next hour here, we do have to pre-record you because of delay systems on this setup, so it just makes it easier for us to pre-record our little conversation. We ask you to limit it to 2 minutes. Give a band plug. If you're a band, give yourself a plug. If you just want to celebrate local music, we welcome your call.
And I remember that first year we had an alien call as well, so we have to make sure that we're vetting everybody properly.
That's it. Yeah, well, yeah, that too. But it keeps everything on the upside here tonight. This segment brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio. We just heard from them. We're going to kick off the night with a little Highland Brothers band here tonight. You want to hear what song?
I want to hear some Boots.
So, you want to hear some Boots, huh? It's an
important song for somebody, and I'm wishing them the best.
All right, well, we'll kick off the show here tonight with little Highland Brothers Boots, and welcome you to the show here tonight. We're going to be doing a Christmas show here, believe it or not, coming up, well, actually, not too far off. It's going to be a couple of weeks down the road here, so we want to put the plea out for any local bands listening out there tonight that we do indeed need your Christmas tunes.
It's literally only 3 weeks away, and we're already getting a whole bunch of brand new fresh material, which is pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure you're going to hear probably some Chipping the Charge-Ups on that as well, because they've been making a buzz all over the area, even being featured on television with the Pittsburgh Thanksgiving Parade. So
yeah, how about that? Yesterday, I didn't get to see it because I actually was heading up to Slippery Rock for the Rock game, but I had started to watch the parade, and they didn't have them on by the time I left. So
the Rock dropped the rock.
Oh. Oh. They looked pretty good.
Dropped it right on them.
They did. They did a nice job yesterday, so yeah, you know, we're looking forward to next week, and we're going to be broadcasting that game against Notre Dame College, and hey, if they win that game, there's a slight possibility they could even have a home game for a Final Four game, but a lot of things are going to have to fall into place, but one of the two things that had to fall into place happened yesterday, so their 50-50 shot is getting closer, so yeah, but we're going to record your phone calls here tonight on the Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline. Could Clint make it any more difficult to say his name? I have an issue with that. I got to practice that. Speed Freak Motorsports. Yeah, well, that's a tongue tire for me.
We talk about all our issues with him offline, so we'll just keep it there.
But if you want to give us a call, 724-431-4489 is the number. And let's get to it. Highland Brothers Band tonight on our live call-in show, The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
trip and a fall, it'll be alright. And I feel so free, meet my maker today. Save my soul. Yeah, I got love, but I'm still a fool. And she's gonna ask me where I've been. I've been running with my boots on, turning away. The wind blows away the fly, and I feel so free. Meet my maker today. I've been running with my boots on, turning my trip, and I fall. We'll be right back.
How about that killer song, Meat Hook, in honor of our first sponsor here tonight of the show that kicks off our grassroots show each week, little Meat Hook, and Last Time.
Yeah, and I cannot say enough about Jim Harpel opening up his doors to the Meat Locker recording studio to let us pull off that 40th anniversary concert. That was good stuff. And also, man, he's been sponsoring for 3-4 years now, so we greatly appreciate it. It keeps us on the air.
Absolutely, yeah. On the Speed Freak Motorsports hotline tonight at 724-431-4489. If you want to give us a call, do ask that we try to keep things maybe limited to about 2 minutes because we're going to pre-record these cuts and then spin them back for you as we do the show live tonight. So that's always a little bit of an adventure, but we appreciate you guys all checking in and give your band a shout or give a band that you love a shout. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with everybody. And hey, let's go to the phone. Grassroots Show, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Stranded Aliens.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I heard you say that an alien called, so I couldn't resist.
Well, we always like to talk to aliens on this show, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
What's going on with you guys?
Well, it looks like 2020 is going to be more serious attempt at releasing some higher quality music and a lot more guitar driven as opposed to what has been released in the last couple of years, which has only been on YouTube, to be honest. But did a little thing at the Lindora Hotel recently and did a DJ set of the last 10 years worth of Stranded Aliens music and picked the best songs that were favored by the group of people that showed up using some voting sheets, and looks like there will be a Stranded Aliens album officially released in early to mid 2020. It'll be the first real official release, so we're looking forward to that.
Cool stuff. You got to send it to us, and so we can get it on.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do.
That sounds good.
Well, yeah, shout out to what you guys are doing also. You know, always good to promote local music, you know.
Well, that's what we love to do, brother. So, yeah, get us. We'll look forward to 2020 and hearing from Stranded Aliens. Can't wait.
Awesome.
We'll have
keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, you too. We appreciate the check-in tonight. Thanks for calling us.
Hey, some more Highway 4, too.
Oh, you want to hear a little old Highway 4? Hey, we can do that.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from them for a while.
Well, Mikey. So. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it for Mikey Anger.
Awesome.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. We'll be right back. That tune, man. It's a shame that they went their separate ways to find lives, but what great, great stuff that was.
That's national quality right there. That song just throws it. That song kicks.
Great, great stuff from Highway 4. And see a little bit. Well, I actually saw Mikey Angert playing down in Nashville, and he's been bouncing all around. And guess he's going to be coming home for the holidays too. So maybe we'll get a chance to bounce into him.
Yeah. Well, and a big shout out to his dad for the smoked turkey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, of course, hey, a shout-out to Steve, too, for the event that he puts on in August.
Yep.
Puts on a whale of a local music show himself.
We got to be a part of that, and he raised a heck of a lot of money, so that was awesome stuff right there.
Yeah, great stuff. We've got the Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline in effect here tonight. 724-431-4489, Bob in Utah with you. It is our live call-in show on 97.7. We do this once a year.
And, thankfully.
7 years in, I've actually learned how to run the board. Somewhat.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I knew I should have been taking video. Hey, I got to give a shout out before I came in here today.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped off for some food and a couple of beverages at Missing Links Brewery.
Ooh.
And we walked in and they had the rock station playing over the PA or you know, over the sound system there. I mean, football's on TV, didn't matter. They had the rock station going. And so a big shout out to Missing Links Brewery. They support local music. We've played out there. They have music out there all the time. And they gave us this big can of delicious stuff here.
So ooh, some
thank you guys.
Good vittles there.
Huh? Greatly appreciate it.
We will have to honor them by consuming it for them. So thank you, Missing Links. That's good stuff.
Go on my arm, Bob.
All right. Twist it. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
John, how you
doing? I just want to tell you, you and Utah, you guys are awesome. Seriously, I can't express that enough. I call you every year and tell you guys that.
Greatly appreciated. Believe me.
Well, we need that ego boost every year to get us through the next year. That's why we do this live.
Well, I got
to
tell you what, I've never seen them until last night down at the Rock House because I live like a mile from the Rock House. And I saw Anger the Ant last night.
Oh, sweet. How was the show?
I was impressed, dude. I don't even know what to say, Bob. It was awesome.
Cool.
But, you know, I'm a big fan of Joe Grushecki, so.
Oh, so you'd like to hear some Joe.
I would, man.
Well, we will get that on
for you. I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw some Anger the Ant on for you as well because I've been listening to their new CD, which came out of, yet again, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, one of our sponsors, and a fine job again. Absolutely. But I'm going to play a cut. That's maybe a little bit different than the normal Anger the Ant stuff that has really struck me. So we're going to throw that on for you as well.
Cool. I appreciate it. And I remember Bob, back when he was doing Fabric Live, he gave tickets away for Grushecki. And it was down at, I can't remember what it is. But we went. Linda and I went down there, and we're like, yeah, I don't know about this. And those people, 70, 80-year-old people, were like rocking their asses off. It was so cool. And Grushecki put on a show, and I bought a CD, and I gave it to Bob. I'm like, Bob, you might want to check this out, you know? So,
yeah.
And it went from there. It was pretty cool stuff, though.
Awesome, brother. All right, Sean. Yep. We'll appreciate the call, and we'll get something on for you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And keep rocking. You guys are doing great.
Hey, thanks for checking in with us, man. All right. Thanks to Sean. And if he comes somewhere special, he might meet you again.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I gotta kind of call him out here a little bit. He's not heard Anger the Ant before. That means he hasn't been at the band jam. So he's got to be itching to make it there next August 21st and 22nd, because here's something big to say about the band
jam. Special announcement. Tune in.
Or should we hold it?
Let's go. Yeah, let's do it.
Tickets go on sale at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, how about
bandjam.com.
2020. Band jam tickets.
You need to get on there and get your tickets. Makes a great Christmas gift, stocking stuffer, whatever. It'll let that person in your life know you love them.
That's right, because you made plans for next August for them. How about that? It's going to be a great weekend, and we want to thank Woodman Life back again to be our title sponsor again. And we can't wait, August 21st and 22nd, 2020. So Band Jam tickets go on sale tomorrow, 8 a.m., and where do they go?
On the bandjam.com. And of course, we got to thank Lamatt Productions. They're going to be back on board again. And of course, Cooper's Lake Campground. Awesome venue to hold the band jam.
Absolutely. Well, you were teasing this Anger the Ant song. Of course, congratulations to Don Shear and the entire band on a successful night last night. I did see a couple of different clips early this morning from the event. It looked like they had a great time last night, released a brand new CD, and you want to play a cut from that you were teasing Sean about.
Yeah, I do. And, this is, like I said, a slight departure from Anger the Ant. It's the last track on the brand new CD. I've been listening to this. Again, another quality product by Don and the entire band. Great stuff. Meat Locker Recording Studio. But, yeah, this is a slight little departure, and really enjoy it. So let's throw it on.
All right, Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline, 724-431-4489.
Shield your eyes like they guard your soul, and hold your promises like they could break your bones. And think of me when you hear your favorite song and sing along. Them part of your dreams. Listen to your heart when it bursts at the seams, and keep me living through your memories, 'cause I'm almost home. Breath like it's the last one you're breathing. Tell them
claim your love from every time that you leave. Cause I'm almost home. I'm almost home. I'm almost home.
Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
The holidays are meant to be filled with family, friends, and great food. You shouldn't have to be stressed about what everyone is going to eat, so just stop into Bros's Superette and stock up on all the food you'll need to feed that hungry family. Bros's Superette is filled with so many delicious items that everyone will be going back for seconds. Don't be stressed about the holidays. Trust Bros' Superette to get you ready so you can enjoy quality time with the people you hold close. That's Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price, South Main Street in Butler. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Yeah, we thank Bros' Superette and Meat Locker Recording Studio, along with the Rainbow Inn and the Clubhouse on the Hill, all part of our sponsorship here tonight. You're going to hear all of them and hear from them. We appreciate them supporting local music here on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7. A little shout out there for Sean, a little old style Joe Grushecki and the Iron City House Rockers, a little Pump and Iron, taking you back, following a little bit of fun from Anger the Ant. A nice, very mellow song from the new album, but fantastic stuff. Justin Lefevre, part of it, Brian Russo. Of course, Mr. Don Shear, Zach Revito's on this as well. They've got Christopher Mikan as well. So
yeah, a host of guest musicians on there. So.
About it, yeah. Sophie Lockhart's on it, Gretchen Lavery, Corey Steiner,
yep,
one of their former guitarists, Jay Russo. Tracy Hefner, part of it as well. Of course, we're recorded at Meat Locker Recording Studio. So,
yep.
Good stuff. Hey, we've got the phone ringing here. Grassroots Show, The Rock Station. Hello.
Bobby.
Yes.
Utah called me out.
Uh-oh. We've got a response, ladies and gentlemen.
You called me out, dude. You better be ready for the tornado, my friend.
Oh, no.
The tornado's coming, dude. I will be at the show this year.
Yes,
that's it awesome.
Works.
Awesome.
It works.
Awesome.
We love it.
And the Grushecki was at St. Barnabas, Bob.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha, man.
Saw.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Thank you for the rock football, by the way.
Oh, no problem, brother.
I have about 1,000 people extra listening to you.
Good stuff, brother.
I'm serious, man. That's cool stuff. So. I don't like free stuff. Oh, I like free stuff, but you know what would be cool?
What's that?
Get an autographed shirt from you two.
Ooh.
All right, we can make that happen, and we'll give it to you at the band jam.
Well, you know what? No offense, but Jay Klein likes put shit in my mailbox.
Okay.
He stuffs it in there, like cups and shirts.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Utah.
Yeah.
I have six girls at work that think your shirt is porn.
Hey, I've gotten that already. In fact, I email somebody and it goes to spam because the filters at work. So because it's Shady Lady Studio, but
and I'm kind of like recording studio. Read it, people.
Yeah, it's I can't help it. That's what I chose.
Hey, have a great night, guys.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you.
See
Bye.
You. All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, there we go.
Whoa. The red line is ringing. The red line, that's the FCC line.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that phone call.
Hey, Bob, we'll see you next week.
You gotta go now?
I'm leaving.
Now we're going back to the phone line here. The Rock Station 97.7. Hello, Grassroots Show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Donnie. Yozo, how you doing?
Donnie, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call real quick and just say, you know, happy 40th birthday to the station. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and keep doing what you guys are doing.
Hey, Donnie, thanks for being a part of our show, man. Greatly appreciate it. Threw down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I love seeing you guys and love everything you're doing. That show we did the other night was fantastic. I think everybody would be ready to do that in a heartbeat, you know, again. So.
All right, maybe in 10 more years.
Yeah, I was going to say, whenever somebody suggested, like, oh, that would be, what, the 41st birthday? Or the 41st, right?
Yeah, right on.
All right, listen. What's that?
I said, that sounds good to me. You guys are the ones that have to do it. I just show up and talk.
Oh, man, you're the best. Hey, listen, guys, all the best to you, and thanks to everybody out there supporting local music and all the great bands and talent. Just that's all I needed to say.
All right, brothers. All right? Thanks for checking in. Have a great holiday season.
Absolutely. You guys have the best. Great night, all right?
All right, see you now.
The bells were getting louder. The song they played, I finally
recognized. I only know that hell is getting harder. The devil's getting smarter all the time. And it would be nice to walk upon the water and talk again with angels on my side. I've just come back to show you all my words are golden. So have no doubts before me, I'm alive.
Attention, passengers, attention, passengers. We will now begin boarding call for train 413 to nowhere. Attention, passengers. We will now begin boarding call for train 413 to nowhere. Nowhere.
I was sitting at the station waiting for another train. Encephalitis, inflammation was a creeping in my brain. And the voices in my head said, hey man, hold on just a little bit longer. But there was no turning back, just an invisible track. A silhouette of a light within a canvas of black. Oh, what a hell of a time to find I really never could have been wronger. It doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter where you've been. It only matters where you're going and that you get there in the end. It's just a matter of time, and time is what's a matter with reason. Eventually you will find that life exists in your mind, and an eye for an eye will only make the world blind. It's the ones that you love you really ought to try to focus on pleasing. The voice says, son, before you go, there's one more thing that you should know. Practice control and never lose it. You see, everyone's a little bit crazy. Beware of the ones who have a paper to prove it, yeah.
Attention, passengers. This will be your last boarding call for train 413 to nowhere.
Hey man, yo, I need a refund or an exchange or something on this ticket, man. You know what? I don't even care. I don't care. I ain't going on that train. I'm going home.
How about some Red Room Effect? Frame of Mind. Here on The Rock Station 97.7 and our grassroots show, we followed that song from the Donnie Yozo visit here, and appreciate Donnie checking in here tonight as well. So good stuff. We have the Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline up. 724-431-4489 is the number. And hey, let's go to the phone once again.
Hey, Bob, this is John Quaison from the Western PA local music scene. How you doing?
John, great. How are you? What's going on, man?
I'm doing fine. Just listening to the show on this Sunday evening. Hope you both had a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, we certainly did, and it's great to talk with you here on our live show tonight. What's going on with you?
All I wanted to do was to call in and say I love what you guys do with local music, and all the work you both do is just incredible.
Well, same goes to you for the Western Pennsylvania music scene group that you run on Facebook. You've got like, I don't know, 5 million followers or something like that. But it is one of the premier places to post events that are going on in Western Pennsylvania.
And I just wanted to say, 8 a.m., I'll be ordering my band jam tickets for next year. I cannot wait.
Awesome, man.
Oh, we love it. Thanks, John. We appreciate it.
All right, then. You folks keep up the good work, and I will see you in August out at Cooper's Lake.
Fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, John. Appreciate talking to you. Great stuff. Great stuff. And you can follow him online. He's got a great social media website.
Yeah, he absolutely does. It's the Western Pennsylvania local music scene. There's like 6,500 people that follow that. But not only is it a group that you can post your events to, John constantly shares other people's events, and it keeps the date the site popping with different dates of events and whatnot. So he's sharing everybody's content. He goes out and sees shows. And, of course, he'll be at the band jam, as you heard him say. 8 a.m., he'll be buying tickets.
How about that? Great stuff. Love the support of this local music scene, no doubt about it. And appreciate everybody visiting with us here tonight. This is kind of our little throwback. If you're ringing in, please let it ring. We'll get to you as best we can here. But we have one phone line already tied up here, and let's go to it here. Grassroots Show, The Rock Station. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bob Cup, it's Brian Cease.
Oh, hey, Brian. Brian Cease from the Red Lines. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you're trying out for a play tonight? Is that what
I'm doing? Well, you know what? December's not a good month. It's going to have to wait. I would have loved for Don Shearer to be my first time, but he was directing the play.
Oh.
But it's just not. He asked if I would be interested, and I said, yeah, I actually had thought about it before.
Cool.
And this was at Utah's house for the WLER show practice. And but, yeah, it's just not going to happen for December. Even today, which was supposed to be my low-key day, was anything but low-key.
I still appreciate you being a part of the 40th anniversary concert, Brian. Thank you very much. You threw down.
Oh, hey, man. Thank you for having me, Utah. It was a blast.
It was great stuff.
Yeah, you guys really put on an awesome show. I know it was resonating all over the place all night. Everybody just blown away by the performances.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Cool. Well, what's going on with the Red Lines for 2020?
New music. We are in the studio again. We laid down the basic tracks for another 5 songs, 2 of which we've been playing for a while, and 2 new ones, and a second cover tune that ever recorded for us.
So your bass player's come down from a mountain to record this stuff?
Yes, actually, he went up pre-mountain, and he today was the first day I heard from him, so he is alive.
See, I follow you guys.
Yep.
Awesome. Brian, we appreciate the visit here tonight. We appreciate what you do for the local music scene, the music that the Red Lines create, what Brian Cease creates, and now your son is creating, and the support that you've given us.
Well, hey, likewise. We appreciate everything you guys do, and it's a lot.
Awesome, brother. Have a great holiday.
All right, thank you, too. Bye, guys.
Say you're not available.
About a little Red Lines in honor of Brian Cease's phone call here tonight. I should have tried. Great stuff. We got a lot of their stuff in rotation right now, too. They just put out some fun, fun stuff. And boy, if you want to see a great band live, they're it.
I totally agree. They are so tight. And again, I hear them in regular rotation all the time, as I do so many other bands. The station has been at the forefront of that. Make no mistake about it. Great stuff. Hats off to management here. Hats off to you. Hats off to Jay, the program director, for even allowing it to go in.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
I mean, I met him one night in a dark alley and had a little talk with him.
But Jay understands great music, and he understands great musicians, too, and that's all part of that scene.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And I love it when you come back to me and go, Jay was listening to this song and was just like, wow, this is a local band.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get that kind of feedback, you know, from a program director that's worked in the capacity he has. That's the statement that we've been making for 7 years now.
Absolutely. Hey, in the coming weeks, don't forget, we have our Christmas show coming up 3 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact. Think about that. This is Thanksgiving weekend. We're still doing double shots. 3 weeks, we're going to be talking Christmas. So get your Christmas music tunes to us, bands out there. If you're listening tonight, get it into the hands of Utah, get it into my hands here at the studio, 252 Pillow Street, or simply email it over to us. We have an email, grassroots, all one word, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. The BCR stands for Butler County Radio, so that it makes it easy for you to remember, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. And you can send over an MP3, whatever, however you need to get it to us, please do so.
Yeah, and before that, though, we have a couple of really cool shows coming up. One with, we're going to visit with some people out on the eastern part of our regions here that are doing incredible things with a program called Fostering Music. And then we're going to talk with a very well-renowned guitar player from the area who has actually had to step in with a very famous national band at one point in time. I'm not going to give it away, but you're going to have to tune in and check it out.
That's right. Matt Baranti will be visiting with us. So, you don't want to miss next week's show because there are some people that have come together to help out foster children, get them into the music scene, people that are in the foster system. Sometimes they get forgotten about, and these people are really doing great work.
And one of the great things about our show, Bob, is that I learned about this just recently as well, and it's kind of in my backyard. And what an amazing program. I look forward to being a part of this in many ways in the years to come.
Utah, we have the phone ringing again.
All right.
You think we should go to it? You think it's Sean for the third time?
If it's the IRS, I'm out of here again.
Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Rob Keller.
Rob Keller, brother Rob. How you doing?
Fantastic.
What's up,
hanging
Rob?
Out listening to the show.
Oh, man, we appreciate you checking in here tonight, and certainly appreciate all you do in the music scene. How did the show go last night? I so bad wanted to get up there. I didn't get back into town until after 10 o'clock. You guys were playing up at Recon last night, the trio.
Yeah, what a great venue that is, you know, supporting music the way they do. And we had a great time. A lot of new folks out there. And it also was talking to a lot of people that really were at the show on last Saturday. And had a great time. So that was nice to talk to those folks. Everybody asking when you're going to do it again. So hopefully.
Well, that's all
that'll happen.
That's all on Utah. So we've got to get him in the right frame of mind again.
Hey, right here, I got Missing Links, this big can of Missing Links beer right here. I'm in the right frame of mind.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Hey, I think Rob's called in every year we've done this.
I think so, too.
In fact, Rob co-hosted one year when I was driving across the salt flats of Utah and through the mountains of Nevada, and I was on quite a journey, and Rob stepped in here, and he got to witness all the magic that goes on here.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, I had to solder some things for you.
Yeah, you did. We had things break in the studio. Thank goodness Rob was here that night.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy night, huh?
Oh, they're always crazy when we're live in the studio, Rob.
Yeah, we had a good visit last week. I think we had a visit, and it went pretty good. Nothing broke. We just had to keep the door open and shut, and as people walked in, that's all. It was pretty simple.
Awesome.
So you guys do such a great job. I just want to tell you guys, you know, thanks so much for all you do for local music, and you know, the word's getting out. There's definitely a lot of people listening to the show and know what's going on because of what you guys do, and we sure appreciate it as bands and musicians, and you know, all the sponsors that you guys have picked up over the years. You know, I hope more people jump on board and just keep this thing rocking.
Well, Rob, you guys keep pumping out the great music, and that'll keep Utah and I around on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
All right,
Rob.
Always look forward to it.
All right, brother. We're going to play you some Shiners. How's that sound?
All right, you can do that if you want.
We want to.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, anything's good, man. I just love the local music, and it's great to be able to hear it on the radio. And thank you guys so much.
Well, I know I thanked you that night of the 40th anniversary for the time you put in to head up the band. And all you said was, hey, you're going to ask me to play my guitar. I mean, you know, anytime you ask me to play my guitar, you have to ask me. Yeah, so appreciate your love of music and sharing it with us.
That was my pleasure. And all those guys, the musicians that were there that night, it was just off the hook. The enthusiasm and the smiles, miles of smiles, man. I mean, just everybody that was there had a great time. And to have that many musicians come together, and the one person last night I was talking to said, you guys put that on without any smooths at all. Everything just was so smooth. And I was like, yeah, I think it did go really smooth. I was pretty busy.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, between the songs and you guys just kept everybody entertained as the performers came up. And it was definitely a show. There was no doubt about it. You guys put on a great show. Thanks for letting me have an opportunity to do it.
Well, that's because Marty was there. He kept us all in line that night.
Yeah.
I think Marty even smiled that night.
All right, Rob. Well, hey, best of wishes to the Shiners and the Noble Hops Band and to your lovely wife, Karen. I hope you guys have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You also, guys. Love you.
All this weight on my shoulders is breaking my back. I'm buckling down at the knees. My ankles are breaking, I'm starting to fall. Won't be long till my feet won't support me. When I hit
some relief. Let my spirit rise up and look down at this man that has finally been set free. Take me away. Let me soar.
Rucho thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah.
Yeah, I'm telling you. He'll probably be hanging out looking for that man can. So, hey, we want to thank the Rainbow for being the longest-running sponsor. They have been here literally, folks, since day number one. And that means that 7+ years they've been a part of the Grassroots Show here on Sunday nights.
Yeah, when I BS this radio station into doing a show like this, it was like, "Do you have any sponsors?" And I'm like, "Yep." They've been here since day number one.
How about
so that?
That
was awesome of them, and they still support. Just great friends.
Yeah,
awesome stuff, and appreciate it.
You know, Rob brought up a really cool point about the 40th. All the bands that were part of that, there was a great sampling, and it was just a small sample of this whole music scene, but I thought it was a great sample, what they did, put on the performances, and of course that house band that Rob kind of headed up, we were talking in one of the breaks here, I was fascinated as a non-musician watching those guys and how they had learned all of those songs that were going to be performed that night. And I was so fascinated to watch them work together because these are guys that aren't in bands together, but that showed the solid musicianship that they had.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was fun to learn that actually Derek Reap, who covered the bass part of the house band, and Rob played in a band like some 20, 30 years ago together. So for them to reunite like that. And then, of course, Rob has some very brief history with Chris Compton. And, of course, Brian Stutz from Shag Dog, Melonhead stepping in and doing that stuff with Mark and everybody. It was so much fun. One of the coolest parts of that was when people were meeting each other for the first time. It's like, "I've heard your name. I've heard you on the Grassroots Show." Nice to put, you know, a name to a face.
Yeah.
And so a lot of bringing people together like that. And apparently somebody even got an audition for a play out of the whole thing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well, didn't it now? Speaking of auditioning, a few weeks back, well, that's probably been, what, I don't know, it feels like yesterday, but I guess it was maybe 6 weeks ago now. We had Chip Dominick in and his daughter Melina, and they have done something very, very special as part of their band, Chip and the Charge Ups, for Christmas. And lo and behold, there they are walking down the middle of Pittsburgh during a parade, and all of a sudden it breaks out into their song for Christmas.
Yeah, and they were part of our 40th anniversary concert, him and his daughter. But yeah, to see them on television, and he has, I don't know, 30 or 40,000 hits on this video. And it also features local musicians as well doing guest vocalist spots on there, including Jen Craven, who was at our 40th anniversary concert, Doug Carnahan, and a couple others. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. And they're selling shirts, folks, called Black and Gold Christmas from Chip and the Charge Ups. And all of the money that they're raising on the sale of those shirts is going directly to help out local food banks, the Greater Allegheny Food Bank, which actually covers, I think they said, 11 different counties in the region.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So you're really going to help out simply by purchasing that shirt, and it would be a great stocking stuffer along with your Shady Lady Shag and your Band Jam tickets that go on sale tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. But the shirts right now are on sale. So if you just Google up Chip and the Charge Ups or go on Facebook, Chip and the Charge Ups, and get that Black and Gold Christmas, and I'll tell you what, being that the 3 weeks from tonight, we're going to be playing all Christmas music, why don't we do one right now to get everybody in that mood?
Yeah, and I love it. And the Steelers won today, right?
They did, well, somehow, some way.
So this is appropriate.
It is.
I got all my presents bought. Mom got all the pierogies made. Put a chair in my parking spot.
It doesn't matter if that skyline sprinkled with rain or snow, as long as I can cross the bridge and get to the place that I call home.
Nothing like a black and gold Christmas. Nothing like a black and gold.
walk the downtown streets, but if it's too slippy, then I can see the tree that's at the point from the Inclino Station Square.
We celebrate as a melting pot with a love that's understood. This is what Mr. Rogers called a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Telling you, if you haven't seen the video for this, they have done a killer job on the video as well. That is Chip and the Charge Ups and their song Black and Gold Christmas, and it features a whole host. It's almost like the 40th anniversary party all over again, because they had a whole bunch of special guests in there. But check out the video, and folks, I'm telling you, buy yourself one for Christmas and buy some stocking stuffers, buy their shirts. Let's feed the hungry.
Yeah, I agree. And you said killer job there. Everything Chip does is a killer job. It seriously is. We use him sort of as a benchmark in talking to other musicians and other bands on the show for 7+ years now. In fact, one of our earliest episodes was The Manifest. We talked about the manifest
right.
Chip put out, 25 ways to improve the Pittsburgh music scene. And it was one of those things. And probably our most frequent guest. Actually,
I think it's a record. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got one more opportunity to play a song. We've saved something special. I think it's appropriate that we wrap up the live music special with this song. But we'll be right back. We want to hear from the Clubhouse on the Hill, who is our most recent supporters of this program.
That view is amazing, is exactly what you'll say when you walk into the Clubhouse on the Hill, a restaurant and bar nestled above Freeport overlooking a beautiful 9-hole golf course. Elevated appetizers, burgers, sandwiches, pasta, seafood, and the best steak you'll ever eat. It's the perfect venue to host showers, receptions, and corporate retreats. Enjoy live music, DJ trivia, comedy nights, or watch sports on their giant flat-screen TVs. It's Freeport's best-kept secret, the Clubhouse on the Hill. 499 Freeport Road. See more at theclubhouseonthehill.com.
About 8:14 in the evening here. I hope everybody has had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Our double shots continue. That's not done yet. We do that right into the morning hours to keep you going. And I know it's sometimes tough. You get extended weekend and opportunity to hang out. Then you got to go back to work tomorrow and realize, wow, Christmas shopping. Well, tomorrow's what do they call it? Cyber Monday. I don't understand all these things.
Like 4 days of shopping.
I know. And who has the money for that?
I shop once every 5 years, unless it's for local music.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, we've got time for one more call here. Grassroots Show, The Rock Station. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? I was calling for Utah and Bob.
This must be the Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline and the once and only, or the one and only, Clint Kittle.
This would be he.
I recognize that voice. How you doing, Clint?
I figure I got to call into my own hotline.
Yeah, there you go. Great stuff.
So I was just calling, just like everybody else, that, you know, since we got a live show, to say thank you guys for everything you guys do for the local music scene. And maybe someday I can follow in the footsteps of what it is that you guys are doing.
Well, you've got the progression underway with all the Friday night stuff you did down at Historic Pullman Park. And, of course, your shop party that you do every year. I mean, hey, kudos to what you're doing.
Hopefully bigger, better, and better next year.
Yeah, local music. You're pushing the local music. It's good to see it back in downtown Butler for sure.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I couldn't agree more. So, but hey, like I said, I won't keep you guys. Just calling to say thank you and to use my own hotline. So.
Well, on behalf of 97.7, Clint, we appreciate the relationship that you have with the radio station. Certainly appreciate the relationship you have with local music and the relationship you have with us. We appreciate all the support, especially the painting that you and Tom did was a fantastic thing. Tom Panay at the 40th anniversary party, so it was fun stuff. Appreciate.
Yeah, what a great time that was, too. The 40th anniversary party, man. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, and, awesome. And the crowd and the turnout and the atmosphere there was just, that was great, man.
Yeah.
Again, kudos to you guys.
Well, and to you. Hey, great to talk with you, Clint.
All right, boom. See you, Utah.
And see you now. All right, on the Speed Freak Motorsports Hotline, the one and only Clint Kittle. How about it? Yeah, we appreciate his support. And, you know, I don't know if people have said it enough, but we've thanked the bands. We've thanked the house band. Everybody that was involved in that, but Utah, thank you from the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions for the efforts that you put in to making that 40th anniversary happen the way it did, because it all started with you. You put the house band together, and then you were in charge of selecting the people that were involved, and it was a fantastic show, so kudos to you, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a collaborative effort, but I certainly appreciated my brother Rob's words when we were on the air that day. It meant a lot, and I hope you know that, my man. Hey, we did miss a call. Before the Grassroots show, there was somebody doing a whole bunch of local music, and that was Bill Damiano, PA Rock Show,
yeah.
AK Music Scene, and Build Your Scene, a bunch of other stuff. So we're sorry we missed you, Bill, but call in earlier next year. But, yeah, he does a lot for local music,
yeah,
and
absolutely
I just wanted
does.
To get that shout out there.
Great guy, and he's, you know, he's been out and about, too. Comes out and supports local music shows as well, so... And I think it's only appropriate that we wrap up the show tonight with our Grassy Award-winning band for this year. They were part of the 40th anniversary celebration. And we have to give a shout-out to our dear friend Linda Weber, who creates the Grassy Award each and every year.
I thought she was going to call in tonight, Bob. I said, call in. It's been a while since I've been suspended, and I think you know how to light the fuse. And I'm really bummed that she didn't call in. Okay.
Well, we missed your call, Linda. But we love the fact that you create the magic that you do every year. I mean, the piece of artwork that she does for the Grassy Award-winning bands is second to none.
Well, if you follow me on Facebook, I posted a picture from your WBUT studio earlier, and that piece of artwork in the center of that is actually a creation of hers. And if you paid attention to any of the rehearsal pictures from Shady Lady Saloon studio area, you might have seen a little something in there as well, and that was part of Weber's work as well. And just appreciate everything she does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be doing it again, and keep your ears to the radio, friends, because, you know, here we are. It's December 1st today, and we're going to get closer to 2020 as we go, and that means that it'll be Grassy nomination time again. We'll be voting in June, or you will be voting for June when we put the list out, and then we announce the winner at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival August 21st and 20th this year. 21st and 22nd, 2020. I was trying to get the 2020 out there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of twos in there.
I know. 21st, 22nd, 2020. It's in August this year at Cooper's Lake Campground, and tickets go on sale when?
8 a.m. tomorrow morning, thebandjam.com.
Buy your tickets, stuff a beautiful hanging Christmas stocking near you. Well, to you and Don both, and Shady Lady Productions, thank you for a fun year, and I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, right back at you and Betsy and, of course, everybody at the Rock Station. It's always great to have a station that truly supports local music and has been doing so for a very long time. So.
Well, and we appreciate everybody out there that produces the music that we get to play here on a Sunday night. We give you thanks. That's why we're here live. like we do every Thanksgiving weekend. And thank you to the listeners out there that support this local music, that showed up at that 40th anniversary party and closed the doors down. I mean, we had to lock them. It was so overpacked. And, yeah, it was great stuff. So appreciate everybody getting out and supporting local music, too. Find a local band this holiday season. Get out and support them. Buy those shirts. Get your Shady Lady swag. And take a little and leave a little. That's the title of the album from James Graff and Amanda Noah, our Grassy Award-winning band, and their song, Steady Love. We'll do it again next week on the Grassroots Show, right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Some of that turkey?
You pass the gravy.
Oh, it looks juicy.
We'll pass the classic rock.
The Rock Station.
you've been beside a man. You don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if you don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread.